Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 17th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Those Who Tell Stories.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from the storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. A Navajo author wrote in an introduction to a collection of old American stories the following, and I quote, "Those who tell stories rule the world." We know this to be true in our own families. We delight in some stories that are told and repeated at family gatherings, shared with friends, or in the workplace. We also know that some stories were banned from telling. Children delight in telling stories to their parents, and parents share stories that need to be passed on to generations. We also grow up listening to preachers who proclaim these stories of God from the scriptures. We may think that the world around us doesn't change much, perhaps because we are listening only to certain types of stories. We might ask, who are listening to the stories of the poor and the neglected, of the abused and those whose stories have been erased? Perhaps the greatest challenge to our world and church today is to pay attention to the new stories and from where they are coming. Africa, Haiti, Latin America, Asia, the Ukraine, from marginalized peoples and immigrants. Jesus was an amazing storyteller, and his stories, known as parables, are inclusive and have filled the pages of scripture for centuries. Preachers preach and give sermons so as to instruct, pass on, and gift God's people with their meanings. These timeless parables hold great wisdom for all people and in every age. Today's parable teaches us that the kingdom of heaven involves both good and bad mixed together. We listen and wonder, every day I am called to the goodness that I fail to achieve. Every day love is required of me, yet I fail to fulfill that call to love. God continues to give me gifts that I uselessly spend, and I squander resources that should be shared with all. I find comfort knowing that one day Jesus promises that the good in me will be saved and that the bad will be thrown away. Ah, redemption. Yet I need to work harder at clearing out all that is useless in me and developing what is good. I need to pray for perseverance, patience, and tolerance to live with those who differ from me. Perhaps our greatest challenge is the call to listen to these news stories that come to us from our sisters and brothers next door to us and around the globe. We need to hear them, recognize, and believe that truly we are one. Are we teaching ourselves to see with new eyes, to hear with new ears, and to respond with new hearts, so we might become the householders who bring out from the storeroom things both new and old? Many such parables show us that the kingdom of heaven includes both the good and the bad mixed together. Let us pray. Pray for the patience and tolerance needed to live in peace and with justice. I'd like to simply close this preaching with a prayer that I think you will pray with me, from St. Ignatius of Loyola, a favorite of mine. Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, understanding, my entire will. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me. Your love and your grace are enough for me. Take, Lord, receive all I have and possess. You have given all to me. Now I return it. Take, Lord, receive. All is yours now. Your love and your grace are enough for me. Amen.